Joe from Righteous Pups Australia.
Morning, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
How's your Easter?
Beautiful. How much fun was that, hey?
The weather was good. It's turned now, but it doesn't matter because Easter's over.
Exactly right. And still, we've got a little bit of a kind of long weekend.
Yes, true. This is a really good topic this morning because it is, of course, school holidays, I think, at the moment. Have I got that right? Is it school holidays? Hopefully it is.
Just gone back, but there's lots of other states doing school holidays.
Okay, you've covered me there, Joe.
Yep.
I guess the topic, we've got an email from Bobby from Maiden Gully, and Bobby's going overseas for an extended time. And I guess you've got a few options when you do have an animal as to what you can do. I guess one option is to have someone come and stay at your place. You can have someone drop in to see the dog regularly, which is probably not ideal. You can take your dog away if you can. The other option is, of course, taking your dog to a kennel.
And you're exactly right.
And you're going to give some good advice for Bobby. What should Bobby do?
Yes, the first thing, I love that Bobby's trying to find the best place for her dog. You're exactly right. These days, there's a lot more options than 20 years ago, so you can have somebody stay in your house and look after your pets. That can be expensive, but at least there's some. It's the next best thing. There's somebody always around. The other option you can have is you can book time where somebody comes and feeds the dogs and spends time with the dogs, which is good. At least the dog's in their home environment, but still the dog doesn't know where you are and they're just left on their own for a long periods of time. So again, the pros and cons, you've got to weigh those up. Now, what I want to focus in on today is how do you pick a good kennel for your dog?
Very important.
Very important, because if something goes wrong or your dog has a bad experience in that kennel, it can affect all kinds of things, and it can associate you going away or not being around with bad things happening. So firstly, one of the most important things, and I think it's across the board with looking for things that are important, is word of mouth. What are people saying, and what are they saying before you ask the question? So for example, if somebody says to me, I've been away and I put my dog in such and such, and they didn't want to come home, they had such a great time. Well, immediately my ears prick up and go, okay, what's this place like? Now, some questions that I want to ask of any kennel is, what kind of activity is my dog going to be doing during the day? I don't want to pick something where my dog's going to be in a 3x2 metre area of concrete and that's going to be their lot for the 5 weeks I'm overseas. So what kind of physical activity is my dog going to be doing, and how often is my dog going to get out of that small little enclosure to be a dog and to run and play and all those kinds of things? The second question I'm going to ask is, what kind of brain stimulation is my dog going to get? So do you have puzzle toys? Does he play in the yard for an hour where he's got access to lots of different things that are going to make him think about life and the world and be challenged mentally? I've seen a lot of dogs go into kennels and especially extended stay, and they come out depressed, not wanting to do too much. So we want that brain stimulation. Third question, what about food? What kind of food are you going to put my dog on? Can I bring my own quality food so that at least I know my dog's getting a really good diet? If I can't, what kind of food do you actually provide the dogs? I don't want any kind of, power dog food or any kind of wet meat that isn't of high quality standard, because again, you are what you eat. So if my dog's now all of a sudden getting a diet that's pretty poor, that's going to impact his mental health and also impact his physical condition.
Joe, can you ask for recommendations or qualifications of the staff or the business?
Yeah, absolutely. And I would ask to go and see the place before I put my dog in. I want to know, what qualifications do they have? Do they have any training staff on staff that at least know how dogs learn and how dogs process information? If it's a case of, we've just been doing this for 20 years, well, maybe my options could be a little bit better. And especially lots of places places now are doing much better than what they used to. In the olden days, it used to be, we'll just hang on to your dog for 4 weeks and keep that dog alive and then you come back. Now, there's a lot more appreciation of the dog's needs and the welfare needs of the dogs the dog as well, which is fantastic. And the other thing that I would ask is, do they keep kennel notes? Do they keep notes of what's my dog's doing and how my dog's doing those things, and if there's any incidences, is that recorded? So I have a record that I can go back to try and explain any changes in behaviour as we go on. So those are a couple of things. And also, one more thing, often these days when people go to a kennel and they book time, I want my dog to run for an hour and that's an extra cost and this is an extra cost. What I want to know is, if I'm purchasing an hour each day for my dog to run in a big yard, does that dog definitely get that time? Do they get that time with a person that actually wants to interact with my dog? You know, if I book cuddle time, is my dog really getting a person that's wanting to connect with my dog? Or is it just, we're in a room together, so we're here for an hour? So those are some of the things that I'd want to reconcile before my dog goes into a kennel.
And a very big hello to the staff at Pell, the dog food company. If you're having a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again next Saturday morning.
Thanks, Sean. Have a good